Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Rosenberg. And guess what? We have Eber on the Morning prize pack going down, which automatically qualifies you for the grand prize of a Coachella getaway to celebrate Bad Bunny, A Boogie, Burna Boy, Glorilla, Frank Ocean, and more. But we're automatically going to hook you up with tickets to WWE Road to WrestleMania going down on Sunday, March 12th at Madison Square Garden, and the Eber in the Morning prize pack, which is some merch, all right? Some fly merch. So if you want all of this, you want to be in the building, we need two contestants to hit us up right now to play Law Never Loses, 800-223-9797.
Ebro in the Morning, Laura Styles and Rosenberg with you on a Wednesday, a cold Wednesday today. It's Brick City. Well, shout to Brick City, but it's cold, man. But the high, here's the good news. While it's going to be windy and it's going to be cold, it's still going to get up around 50 today, and it's supposed to be a clear day for the most part. So there's some good things to today. Now, the real feel right now is feeling like 19, though.
It's real out there. It's definitely real.
It's real.
I was crying. You know what I'm saying?
When them tears run down your cheek, you like, what? That wind be cooking, Jack.
That wind was cooking. That's really what it is. The wind today is different. Yeah. So yeah. You might
cry. That is why they call it the wind chill factor.
Yeah. Because I was
not
like,
the windshield factor.
Chill.
But there is a windshield factor. It's how it feels if you were stuck to a windshield.
No, you made that up.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, I stole it from a comedian. Oh. Somebody said that before. I feel like it was Will Sylvans or somebody.
Funny guy, IET.
Yeah, IET in the building. We're supposed to see rain again Friday into Saturday. But other than that, Sunday's looking all right. And Saturday is looking a little cloudy and windy, too. Not so good this weekend. Other than Sunday looking nice. You know what I mean? It's time to get into the game that lives up to its name. Laura Never Loses. We got Daniela and Arnold on the line to give us their time.
Daniela,
good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Where are you calling us from today?
Queens,
New York.
Wagwan.
All right, Queens. Arnold.
Arnold.
How you
good
doing,
morning,
sir?
Good morning, guys.
Chilling, man. Today, man. Where you calling us from, bro?
The Bronx.
BX in the building. Shout out to the BX, too, man. Daniela, we playing for this chance to go to Coachella. It's going down, I think it's like April 14th or something, out there in the desert north of Los Angeles. And then it happens another weekend after that. I think two weekends in a row is the deal. But you're in to win that, but automatically getting these WWE Road to WrestleMania, which go down this Sunday, Arnold. Maybe you could win. And then we throw in some Hot 97 hoodies and tees and things like that. Might just be one tee or one hoodie, but I make it sound like it's a lot, okay?
All right, awesome.
All right. Daniela, who you want to represent you? Me or Laura Styles?
Where you going?
Laura.
All right, mama.
Yeah. Yeah. 6 seconds on the clock. Shining with the question. Let's play Laura Never Loses.
Right here we go. Which NBA stars in trouble?
Ebro.
Flashing Ebro.
Ja Morant.
Flashing
Ja Morant.
Ja Wick.
Flashing the biscuit. Which sport is known as the sport of Ebro. Kings? Ebro.
Oh.
The sport of kings.
3, 2, 1.
Polo.
Incorrect. Laura Styles.
It has to be something like racing, like horse racing or
horse
something.
Horse racing is correct.
Oh, yeah.
It has to be.
Who did Netflix's?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Chris Rock.
live stand-up, first one ever. What is the last letter of the Greek alphabet?
Ebro.
Tyge? Laura.
I'm just going to go with the only one I... Omega?
Omega's Omega? Correct.
Alpha 2 Omega.
It's a game. Okay. Who asks for prayers after missing?
Ebro.
Laura.
Who asked for prayer? That would be Fabio.
That's correct.
Fabio Fori.
His Rolling Stones movement.
No, Rolling Loud.
Yeah, sorry. Which two countries surround the country of Andorra?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro. Three. Two. One.
Germany and Poland. I don't know.
And incorrect. You could have tied with that. France and Spain.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's right there. It's a little small right there. I forgot all about
Andorra.
They
have all, like, the ski resorts there and stuff.
Yeah, in the Alps, right?
Laura wins! We did it, Mama. Congratulations.
Thank you, Laura.
You're in to be in Coachella, in to win that Ebro in the morning getaway that money cannot buy. The first weekend is actually all the way sold out at Coachella. I was just running my Googles. But you'll get to be there if you. We love you for listening, Daniela. Thank you so much.
Love you,
Arnold, we love you too, sir. Queens, Brooklyn representing today.
BX.
You know what I mean? Queens, on the way, Flashing Lights with Laura Stavs.
Coming up in the Flashing Lights report, Nick Cannon teased a big announcement.
Oh, they gotta be
baby
joking.
Bottle.
They gotta
wait
be
till
joking.
Wait till I tell you what it is. Oh my
they
god!
They gotta be joking.
We'll talk about it coming up. Flashing Lights.
Are you playing the original?
Original.
Just Blaze. This record's so crazy. Jada Kiss going crazy on it.
So
T-Bro in the morning. Happy Wednesday. Ebro in the morning, Laura Stiles Rosenberg. Wednesday, sunny, cold. All right, it's a lot going on though, because we got a chance for you to make a dash with some cash. It's called Beat the Buzzer. That's coming in about 45 minutes. We got congratulations. You played yourself in about 20. Ride or die, curved, and now Flashing Lights with Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights, lights.
Now you're
lights.
Ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
So Nick Cannon had tweeted something, big announcement coming soon with the little emoji of a baby bottle. So everyone's like, oh man, is this gonna be kid number 13? Because, you know, he already has 12 children. But yesterday he announced his big. His new big project via Instagram. It's called Who's Having My Baby? It's a series that's going to drop on E! Hosted by Kevin Hart. And they basically, like, put Nick Cannon on a hot seat. And he's like, you're going to get some contestants that want to have your baby. But the concept of the show, I mean, I think that's pretty much it. But they didn't really say anything else.
But so the promo, Nick doesn't, like, go backstage and start to perform, you know.
What?
And they consummate the child, they consummate the relationship live on stage. It's not porn, right? It's like
we
a regular
didn't see
show.
Anything. Yeah, none of that.
So
either.
Nick won't be having sex on E! Network.
We don't know.
That's not locked. We don't know.
We don't know.
You just see him going eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I don't know, man. I was like, I
saw the trailer and I was like, this is crazy. And there's got to be a comedy routine.
Well, I like think it is, but I bet it's real too.
Yeah.
Well, but real in what way?
Like, it's really
real.
Happening.
No. But, like, he's really going to get one of them pregnant?
Yes.
I don't know.
Nah, come on.
No, I believe it. That's what I think is going to happen, yes.
Wow. Bro, that is too far, bro.
Yo, that ain't too far. Far. I think
no, if it was, if it doesn't, no.
Do that.
Yo, if it doesn't end with a woman being like, yes, I was... Either Nick and I are going to go have sex now and we're going to get pregnant, or she's artificially inseminated. If it doesn't end like that, then it's all just a ridiculous comedy spoof routine, right? Yeah. If it actually ends in someone being like, yes, in 8 months or 9 months, I'm going to have Nick Cannon's baby, that's too far. It's too far.
I agree.
Stop these people. It's madness. Life isn't real.
I would like to submit. I'm willing to bet right now. It ends with the person having his child.
Yo, I can't. Make it, yo, intervene. Someone stop this. They can't.
Gone
too far. Yo, E-Network can't do that. Like, I don't know. For some reason, that just feels against the law.
Why? They do marrying people. They do love at first sight and all these different serious life events. Why not?
It feels like it's against the law. Nah,
it feels illegal.
It's not. It's going to happen.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, we shall see, guys. We shall see.
Nah, man, it's too much, man. Y'all playing with the babies, man. Come on,
it's ridiculous. Man. It's ridiculous. But today's a high of 47 degrees and alternate side parking is in effect.
Well, this just in, OnlyFans has signed on to keep a live cam in the bedroom of Nick and whoever wins this game
show. Now we're talking.
Now we're talking. Let's get it on.
Celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. WQHT-FM, HD1, New York. 97 minutes, commercial-free.
Yeah.
Commercial-free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
What's going on? It's Ebro, and I have a question for you. Do you want to make mealtime easy with delicious recipes made with fresh, wholesome ingredients delivered straight to your door? Sound nice? No line. No hassle. Just great-tasting meals you can whip up and enjoy in the comfort of your home. Let me tell you about HelloFresh, then. HelloFresh has 40 weekly recipes to choose from for all meal occasions, lifestyles, and preferences. Take your pick from meals like soy glazed salmon with rice or mushroom and chive risotto. Picky eaters, beware. There isn't a meal you won't like. And with the simple, easy to read and follow instructions, anyone can make these meals. I've actually tried that soy glazed salmon with rice. Amazing. Everything was delivered to my door fresh. Cooked it real quick with simple to read instructions and devoured the meal. I went crazy on that too. Go to HelloFresh.com/Ebro60 and use code EBRO60 for 60% off free shipping. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/EBRO60 and use code EBRO60 at checkout for 60% off plus free shipping on America's number one meal kit.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Started from the bottom, now we here. One of the greatest rappers of all time, Drizzy Drake.
Or as Shawnee puts it, Drake the Great.
Drake the Great.
Exactly. Facts. Listen, you could debate it, you could hate it, you know what I mean? You do whatever you want with it. It's real. It's facts.
When it's facts, it's facts.
You know what I'm saying? Facts. And I say this based on facts.
He's one of the best.
He is. T-Bro in the morning, Laura Stiles Rosenberg. We are 97 minutes of commercial-free music here on the program. In about 45 minutes, we're getting into that Whitish Wednesday. It is International Women's Day today, so we're doing all ladies. All the ladies.
I thought the theme this week might just be women who are dating Tyga and his manager.
Stop.
Because that could be a whole Whitish Wednesday.
Wait, how many artists is that? That's Cher.
Just Cher.
Avril.
Avril.
That's it.
That's a good set right there.
But that's still a nice little set for Whitish Wednesday.
You got to throw him in there. Got to throw him in there.
By the way, what is the grift going on there? There's a grift happening. I don't know what it is, but there's a grift.
What do you mean? Like getting that Cher's money, getting that Avril's money?
Maybe not even that. Maybe just like about a brand, like, you know, a brand idea. But it just feels so random.
Nah, man. People. It's Hollywood, bro. Are you trying to make sense of Hollywood?
I'm not even trying to make sense of it.
L.A. Make sense of celebs and who they decide. You sound like you need one of these.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you playing yourself, you're playing yourself, you're playing yourself.
I don't play.
Here at Ebro in the morning, you guys know I spend a lot of time in the race debates. A lot of time in the race debates.
No, not you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. One of the good ones right now is Jokic, the Joker, Jokic. of the Denver Nuggets.
Lauren, and he's one of the best players in the NBA. He was last year's MVP. Many people think he'll win again.
Last two years.
He'd be going for the three-peat.
He's going for a three-peat in the NBA. He would have one. He would have almost as many MVPs as LeBron James, and hasn't been able to take his team to the NBA Finals or win a championship. Now, his stats, though, incredible. Leading in assists, leading in rebounds, leading in points scored. Definitely on paper, one of the most valuable players in the league. But the debate has begun because the last 2 years he's gotten MVP. And not everyone, but there's – and I don't want to just put it on Kendrick Perkins either. But there's definitely been rumblings of people saying the media and the sports writers who vote for MVP, they love voting for an amazing white player. Steve Nash beat out Kobe Bryant for MVP. Dirk Nowitzki got an MVP. I think in the last, since like 1980, there's been three MVPs. Steve Nash, that are white. Steve Nash, Dirk Nowitzki, and now Jokic.
Yep.
Jokic. And there's a debate about it. And so it's turned into this whole combo of like racism and blah, 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 blah. And I got a button for everyone. Once again, I've given this button out before, who thinks that anything in America is that happens is not tied to race in some sort of shape or fashion. You get this button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Because we're all programmed. Even me talking about it is because of my interactions with race and racism. The reason it's on my mind all the time is because of my interactions with white supremacy and racism in society. So it is not absent from anyone's mind, whether that's in the forefront of your mind or in your subconscious. Now, does that mean the Joker doesn't deserve MVP? Absolutely not. It doesn't mean that. But to call it into question that the voters are enamored by a white guy who happens to also be amazing is not beyond the pale by any far stretch of the imagination.
Emphasis on pale. Sorry, keep going.
Pun intended, on pale. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there because I see a lot of people, J.J. Redick, who happens to be a white guy, who happens to be an amazing person, who happens to be an amazing human. I think this is where he has a blind spot. He called into question First Take yesterday on ESPN, saying that this is what's wrong with the program, making a false narrative. It's not a false narrative. And actually, the headline was about, is Joker the runaway MVP? No, he's not the runaway MVP. And the only reason you're bringing it up, that he might be the runaway MVP, is because he's white. If he was just another player putting up great stats, which most of them happen to be black, I don't think we'd be having this conversation at all. Matter of fact, he'd probably be much closer in conversation to Embiid and Giannis in the league.
I think the part that is really important, too, is what you pointed out. People aren't good at seeing that things can be racial without anyone involved being racist.
That's right.
No one's suggesting the voters are even racist. They're thinking the voters go, I'm going to vote for a white man. No, that's not. It's not a sinister plan. It's that because of all the things Ebro's saying, the great white player stands out more. Everyone go, ooh, look at him. That Steve Nash, oh my God. It happened to me. I thought Steve Nash was the greatest thing I'd ever seen. He was incredible. Was he better than Kobe both those years? Probably not.
Well, even the fact that you loved Larry Bird as a kid,
probably built in without me even knowing.
You saw yourself. You saw a white guy competing in a black space. You're a white guy that loved black spaces. You saw yourself. It was probably subconscious. It's not bad. There's nothing wrong with it.
But again, that's your point. People don't have to get so defensive and upset about it. You're probably right. I mean, the only reason I resist, I'm like, this Jewish kid from Montgomery County, Maryland, saw someone in the hick from French Lick. But you're probably right. And it's not, no one's being a bad person. The overall thing is bad. And it drips down through everything. But I mean, listen. Could Joker be MVP this year? Of course. He's absolutely insane. But Giannis is pretty insane too.
And let's also be even clearer. The only reason it's coming up is because Jokic has not been able to deliver a championship. The first time he got MVP, everybody was like, yeah, nah, no doubt. The second time against Embiid, when Embiid was balling out last year, everybody was like, eh, I don't know. We're doing this again, and nobody actually believes that this team is one of the favorites to win the championship. And to have a player that dominant not be able to carry the team is what's calling the MVP in question.
But the hook to that, then, is the fact that the MVP award is not based on the postseason.
That's right. That's right.
So there's another thing. Anyways, listen, man, everyone still get freaking out when these conversations happen and acting like it's not possible. Just hit them with the button.
That's right.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Now, Laura Stiles, what you got today?
I don't know. I'm like debating on this one, but so we talked about Nick Cannon, right? Nick Cannon had a special announcement, and it turns out the special announcement was a new show called Who's Having My Baby? A new series that's going to drop on E! Hosted by Kevin Hart. They're calling it the mother of all game shows.
Well done, well done.
You know, and guys, we're past, you know, we've seen the lowest of the low when it comes to reality TV. We have. That, you know, just when you think it can't get any lower, we see a new one. But imagine being, if this happened, imagine being that child and be like, I was born out of a game show. I just think the whole thing is so crazy. And you know what? Maybe give me the button because I might watch
Congratulations.
It.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I don't know.
And you're the button again for saying might.
She's going to watch it. And this is the problem. This is the problem with the world we live in. You know this show is damn wrong. You know this show is damn foul. You know this is everything wrong with society as we know it. And you're still going to tune in and give them the tune in. So they're going to make more of them.
And then everybody hate watch.
Well, and then everybody one day is going to be like, these shows with these women just lining up to have babies. And you'd be like, well, did you watch it? Yeah, it's a great show. Well, that's the problem.
Or I could have said, yes, it was horrible, but I still watched it.
It's going down.
And hit me with the button. Hit me with the button because I refuse to believe it's an actual real show where somebody's going to walk out of there and have a baby.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I want to be.
Rosenberg and I think that it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's a baby. There's a baby.
I think
coming.
It's going to be real contestants that really do want the baby. I can't see it happening, though.
Hold on. Here's what I want to give you. Good. I don't have anything else today anyway, so let me give you the button to Shawnee and Ebro.
But why is that?
What? I'm not saying this is disrespect. I literally consider Nick Cannon a friend. Got love for the man, for
great
sure.
Great guy.
What about the way he's operating in terms of having children right now makes you think the process for decision-making is much more rigorous than a game show?
The fact that we don't know any of those scenarios. Just because they're random to us doesn't mean they're random to him.
But Johnny,
this is completely. He said "eeny, meeny, miny, mo" in the promo.
Well, no, it's a game show. There will be conversation. I'm sure, and trivia, things of that nature.
He'll get to know him on the game show.
But when you have, there's no. If you're having six within a 2 year period or whatever the number was, how real a relationship do you think was possible?
Well, I don't think any of the relationships are real relationships as we know them as one. They're a different type of relationship, but I think there's a relationship
with
the other mothers. This is a game. They're playing the part I have a problem with is the game part.
Right.
The fact that it's just a game. You know what I mean? And people will be like, well, life's a game. And you know what I'm saying? Life's a game of chance. You don't know when you get with a person was going to end up.
The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, Love at First Sight. Babies have come from these game shows many times already. This all they're doing is making the title.
Yeah, and I don't watch any. And by the way, what is it, 90 Day Fiancés and all of that?
Forget about that one. Yes,
I don't watch none of them shows, probably for the same reason. I refuse to believe that people want to do this. Like, what?
Right.
I don't want to participate. And hit me with the button because everybody else is.
Congratulations.
I don't want to participate.
Yourself.
I don't like it. It's not fun. I'm taking my ball and I'm going home.
I know.
All right, we can bet right now on whether or not this leads to an actual baby from the game show. And I believe at the end, I will be handing you guys.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Bruh. So, this just further even solidifies the movie The Truman Show.
100%.
That we're all living the Truman Show?
Well, that, you know, because remember the Truman Show with Jim Carrey, hopefully you've ever seen it, is just basically about a network who bought a baby and then put the baby on and built a whole world around this baby. And one day the baby is old enough to realize that it's living in a TV show and tries to escape.
Who y'all are.
And this network, E! Network, is going to be responsible for a baby. So they might as well put a camera on the baby. Listen, nobody, all these cable channels you got, they could turn one over to the little baby. You don't watch half them cable channels. Just put a camera on the baby and we'll watch the baby grow up on TV.
Yo, and by the way, if anyone's bored and wants to truly get to see this whole thing get made fun of in a brilliant way, this whole way of life, back in what year was this? This is like 5-7 years ago on Fox. They ran a show. That was a long time. It was 15 years ago already. Fox ran a show called My Big Fat Obnoxious Fiancé. Where the fiance was this fat, sloppy, funny comedian who was playing a part, but the bride didn't know. She thought she was getting paid to marry this slob. He's in on the joke. He's doing everything disgusting and horrible he can do to see if she won't marry him for the money. And it is an incredible and funny commentary on how friggin' absurd this whole thing is. It's crazy.
Hit us all with the button. We live here.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Ebro in the morning.
Man.
With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Nah, bro. It's gotta be a comedy routine or something, man. Kevin Hart's the host, Nick Cannon. It's a spoof, man.
Do you want to play the promo?
Oh,
because
yeah.
This will let you know how stupid it is.
I'm tight. E! Network. Are they advertising with us, Griff? We need to know, man. I be tight when we're giving these people all this free promo and they don't even run no ads. Kevin Hart ain't even coming up here. Nick Cannon probably won't come up here neither. Go ahead, run the promo.
You're on a game show right now.
Kevin Hart and Nick Cannon are coming to E! For the mother of all game shows.
Having my baby with Nick Cannon.
You got pyro?
Yeah. You're going to get some contestants that want to have your baby.
We're not kidding around.
Eeny, meeny, miny,
kidding. Let's go. Who's Having My Baby with Nick Cannon, hosted by Kevin Hart. This spring, only on E!
Oh. Nah, it's a gag, bro.
Nah, he's definitely having a baby.
Nah, it's a gag, bro. It's a gag, bro.
Rosenberg, I'm with you.
Cass is on Team Reality with me and Laura.
Yeah, Cass won 97 minutes commercial free. Curved is happening next. Then a dash for some cash when you can beat the buzzer, man. Don't get greedy. Your chance to get paid is coming up 15 and 8 o'clock. It's Whitish Wednesday. Family favorite around here. Y'all hear about it in the streets. It's a popular segment. And it's all about the ladies. Oh, hit Laura Stiles with a congratulations. You played yourself.
Congratulations. You Why? Played yourself.
It's International Women's Day. I was the first one to announce it on the show. Anytime.
Right. Yes.
Yo, Happy we get to International Women's Day. Day. Women's History Month. Laura ain't got nothing to say. Nothing. I got a rep.
We're a mess.
We get to like Latin Heritage Month. Laura's like, it's what? Excuse me?
Because they give us this odd date, man. Me and Cass always forget. We're like, oh yeah, it's the 15th. Okay,
Laura
okay.
Barely keep track whether or not there's alternate side parking. All right, don't ask her to keep up with dates.
I know most of you are probably thinking, why don't you just use incognito mode? Listen, let me tell you something. Incognito mode does not hide your activity. It doesn't matter what mode you use or how many times you clear your browsing history, your internet service provider can still see every single website you've ever visited. That's why, even when I'm at home, I never go online without using ExpressVPN. It does not matter who your internet service provider is. ISPs in the US can legally sell your information to ad companies. ExpressVPN is an app that reroutes your internet connection through their secure servers so your ISP can't see the sites you visit. ExpressVPN also keeps all of your information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryption available. Most of the time, I don't even realize I have ExpressVPN on. It runs seamlessly in the background and it's so easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're protected. ExpressVPN is available on all your devices, phones, computers, even your smart TV. So there's no excuse for not using it. Protect your online activity today with the VPN rated number one by Business Insider. Visit my exclusive link, expressvpn.com/ebro, and you can get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/ebro. expressvpn.com/ebro to learn more.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Mucha novia. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning, good morning, good morning. You got it on Ebro in the morning on a cold Wednesday. Sunshiny, though. This is that March life. That March going into April life. Some mild days, some sunshine, some cold, maybe some snow, maybe some this, maybe some that. Who knows? Yo, it's almost April, B. It's flying.
Crazy.
I know.
Next thing you know, it's going to be summertime.
I hate it.
It goes so fast.
You hate
fast.
Which part? The how fast things seem to move?
I thought it always went fast, but now at the age we're getting to, it's really crazy.
It's because when you work all day, when all day long you are locked into a schedule, work, whatever, you get through the entire day, boom, end of the day, you got like a couple hours and you're like, yo, I got to go to bed.
That's the thing. The problem, and it's hard sometimes for me to be present because I spend a lot of time looking forward to the day being over. So you look forward to the day being over and then it ends and you're right. You're like, I got a couple hours. That's it. That's the whole day.
Right.
It's over. Now it's all of a sudden it's Friday again. You're like, damn, the week just flew by. But you know what? We're healthy. We have this amazing camaraderie on Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Roseburg. Wow. We are honored to work with people we actually like. Until Whitish Wednesday happens and the whole show falls apart because Cash One is going to turn into a little biatch over songs. And the whole thing's going to unravel.
Asshole face change.
Everybody's always against me, man. I'm just here so I don't get fined, bro.
I'm just here.
I'll just hear so I don't get fined.
Bro, I have some breaking news, whatever you wanted about.
Oh, we have breaking news? Okay, well, first, call right now, 800-223-9797. It's almost time to get you paid. And then let's go breaking news, and then we'll go to DJ John. Let's go. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
There's been a lot of debate on this program for the last 20, 30 minutes about the Nick Cannon show.
Sorry.
Nick Cannon. Okay. Who's having my baby with Kevin Hart?
Okay.
I found an article, thanks to our digital producer, Louie, from as reliable a source as I would think there is for entertainment guys, Variety.
Okay.
Pretty reliable. Okay.
I, of course, am sure that this is leading to a real Nick Cannon baby. So is Laura. So is Cass. Ebro and Shawnee do not believe it.
That's right.
Here's the article from Variety. If Nick Cannon's new game show, Who's Having My Baby, sounds more like a sketch than an actual TV show, that's because you're right. No, there won't be a TV show called Who's Having My Baby?
It's just a sketch.
The idea for Who's Having My Baby is actually a gag orchestrated by Kevin Hart as a sketch for an upcoming not-yet-announced project. According to insiders, all will be revealed as soon as today.
Got it.
So hit me with the button. I guess you guys were right. But it's in real name.
You was ready. You was all in.
You was ready. You was ready to argue.
I was like, a baby's coming.
Yo, and Shawnee, if we would have pushed him on it, like, yo, you're wild. You're crazy. He would have turned up. He was in that zone, too. Like, I'll bet money. How much money?
We should have put something on the line.
We could have.
No, hit yourself with the button.
That's facts.
I could have been had.
Could have been had within 5 minutes.
We could have got at least $500 out of
it.
Yo, for sure.
What amazing promo they pulled for whatever that's going to be, though. Man, that's good stuff.
No, it is. A great, great job by both of those dudes, man. Mika's on the line. Let's bring in DJ John first, though. DJ John time.
Oh, oh.
It's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Yeah.
DJ John.
John on a Wednesday, fam. How'd the Knicks do last night?
Nah, we lost, man.
Oh.
Yeah, they flopped. They choked.
Wow.
What a let. That was such a perfect letdown spot. After all these big wins, you get Charlotte at home.
They were supposed to win that.
Yeah.
I actually turned it off. I was watching, and the Knicks were up.
Right. Like in the third. And,
I was like, oh, they got this. This is the Hornets, man.
They did the same thing. They changed the channel.
Damn
it, man.
Yeah, it didn't work out.
Womp womp.
Yeah, but I got to meet my legend, so.
Wait, who's that?
Wait, how'd we get. Wait, you went to the game?
I went to the game.
I didn't even know this. All right.
Shout out to Rosenberg and Michael K. They laced me up some tickets.
Nice. How was that event? How was the event that I missed? How did the people do in my stead?
Oh, they were way better than you. I mean, but it shows that you got replaced by four guys. And you're only one person.
No, it is crazy, Ebro. I wasn't able to be there. They brought in a squad of like four other talents to fill in for me. You know, one wasn't enough.
Yeah.
I mean, you got big shoes to fill. It took four people.
Yeah, that guy.
Rothenberg, Rick DiPietro, my boy Ty Butler. The whole squad came through.
Rick
DJ John was there.
Rick doesn't like you, man.
Oh, well.
He does not like you.
Damn.
Yeah.
And I bet you enjoyed talking about that, didn't you?
No, he's throwing shots. I'm like, damn, I don't want to say that.
You didn't defend him?
I did, but then
don't lie.
But then
I
realized, you know, when Pete wakes up, he doesn't iron his shirt, and then Rick says he doesn't own an iron. I'm like, Rosenberg probably doesn't own an iron because he looks like the type of person he doesn't own an iron. He doesn't iron any of his clothes, and
he puts
like
his clothes in the dryer, man. Yeah. Come on, man. He just throws them in the dryer real
wrinkle
quick.
Wrinkle free. Wrinkle free selection.
Yeah. You think I should? I don't iron my t-shirts before I leave the house. What are you talking about?
Who does that?
Yeah, who does that? And so the answer is yes, you did talk trash about me. Thank you, John.
I was trying to defend you.
What are you giving away, John? Thank you.
Oh, no, we're beating the buzzer. We give people some money, baby. Money,
money, money, money, money, money.
That's right.
We got Mika on the line. Mika.
Hi.
Hey. Hi. Good morning. Where are you calling us from? We want to know.
I'm from Newark, New Jersey.
Newark. Shout out to Newark, New Jersey. Love y'all over there. Much love to Newark. So much love for our program.
Thank you.
Now, Mika, you know how to beat the buzzer so you can get this money?
Yes, I do. I listen to you guys every single morning. I'm actually excited. My first time on the radio.
Wow. Hey, let's get you paid. Nice. Yo, Mika, don't get too nervous now. Pay attention to these numbers as they roll out. Make sure you say stop nice and loud, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. It is time for Mika to beat the buzzer.
$400.
Wow. $400. Oh, yo, she said stop. Let me get my money and get up out of here. This might get crazy. Mika with $400. Quick.
Wow, that was quick.
Congratulations. Now girl.
We got to know where this one went, though, because she stopped so quick. Shawnee, give it to us.
$5, $630, $460.
Oh, this is all around.
$510.
Oh.
$10.
What's going on here?
Wow.
I'm good with my $400.
Yeah, it's a mess. Sounds like you're good with your $400.
Yo, right, that one was crazy. Good job,
that one
Mika.
That was nuts.
It went down to $10?
It went back down to $10, man.
Wow.
Somebody took John's idea.
Thank you so much. I love you guys. I listen to you guys every single morning before going to work.
Aww,
well, Mika.
Mika,
we love you, and we're happy to get you this money. So hang on. Don't hang up. We want to get you paid. And on the way, Flashing Lights with Laura Stiles.
Well, coming up in the Flashing Lights report, man, we'll talk about the Americans that were kidnapped and shot in Mexico. This story is wild, and I'll give you details coming up. Flashing Lights.
Cast 1, 97 minutes, commercial free. High97.com slash top 50. I think today's Wednesday. Tomorrow we're going to submit more music as we attempt to find the 50 greatest hip-hop records of all time. Each person on the program, myself, Cass, Laura, Rosenberg, Shawnee, will submit two songs. You guys go to hot97.com/top50 to vote. And we have the two winning songs from last week. Y'all want to hear them right now? Should we have a drum roll? Children's Story and Paid in Full will be in the list of the top 50 greatest song, the greatest 50 songs of all time for the celebration of 50 years of hip-hop.
Right.
So that joins, those two records join Nas, If I Ruled the World, and Wu-Tang Clan Triumph. That's a nice list so far, I ain't gonna hold you.
Man. No,
not mad.
No one
not mad
a problem with these songs at all being there. Come on.
Nas, If I Ruled the World, Wu-Tang Clan Triumph, Children's Story, and Paid in Full are the first four to make it into the greatest 50 hip-hop songs of all time.
Solid.
A mission on this program that will likely end in arguments, lost friends, and chaos.
It's facts.
Very likely, yeah, but we're not there yet. So
we're not there yet. We got weeks, weeks on weeks to get there. In the meantime, let's go flashing lights with Laura Stout.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
I know you're ready for the flash in your life. And Laura Styles can put us on.
Oh, man. So, four Americans identified as Latavia McGee, Shahid Woodward, Zendel Brown, and Eric Williams were traveling in a car from North Carolina with North Carolina plates to Mexico. All right. Reports are saying that they were going because Latavia McGee was going to get a tummy tuck.
BBL time.
Or a BBL, I don't know, a cosmetic, some sort of cosmetic surgery in Mexico. That was the plan. Now, when the van where they were driving crossed over into Mexico from Brownsville, Texas, they're saying that a van rolled up on them. And gunmen came out, opened fire, snatched them up in the middle of the road. Part of it is caught on video. It's really scary. So, you know, two of them have been pronounced dead. They're deceased. And two of them were actually rescued. But this is, they are saying that they're injured. You know, it's just a really scary situation right now.
That's crazy.
Because
yo, don't play with them border towns, fam.
Oh, man.
Especially Brownsville.
Yo.
And that's not Brownsville, New York. That's Brownsville, Texas, which goes right to, how do you say it, Laura? Matamoros. Matamoros.
No, the Mexican president has said that they have one suspect in custody right now. But I don't know if you guys are seeing, but they're telling people stay away from that area.
Yeah, but that's always been the thing, though. That's not new, bro. That's not new. When you cross
those, when you
cross, especially the Texas border, the California border going into Mexico has always been a little bit, at least historically, I've done that, a little bit safer. Those Texas border towns.
And still,
you got to be, yo, you better be on point.
I've done that too. I've driven from California into Mexico through Tijuana, and you still have to know what you're doing. Because
facts.
If you don't, it's super, super sketchy.
Around, can't
just I don't know whose idea, what Googles they ran. If they did any research, it was like, yo, we're going to drive to go get this surgery down in Mexico. If you can't afford to fly down there, you probably shouldn't be getting that surgery.
I mean, if you get it in Mexico, you probably shouldn't be getting that surgery.
Well, you know what, Cass? You beat me to it.
They just put that Google Maps on and was like, oh, this is the route. This is the fastest route.
It's so
nah,
sad,
bro.
Man.
Nah,
sad.
Bro. Yeah.
Because I believe that one of the people who got killed was like the brother to the woman who actually survived.
So,
and there's so many different mixed reports. I don't know. They're saying a case of mistaken identity. Some people say they thought they were Haitian, like drug smugglers. Who knows? We don't know yet.
Wow.
But it's very, very dangerous. And it's just such a scary story, man.
Yeah. File this under, the more you F around, the more you going to find out.
Man.
Don't play with these border towns. And by the way, y'all ain't been watching the news and what's going on in Mexico with the cartels and all this stuff, even down in Tulum and all those other areas that are more touristy. Everybody just chill out.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace, man.
That's your flashing lights report. Time is 8:02. Today's a high of 47 degrees. Alternate parking is in effect.
Why this Wednesday? International Women's Day. All women. For White-ish Wednesday. Let's see what Cass won and Rosenberg come with
this
week.
All right.
plus the gurus and all that, and more chances at some cash to beat the buzzer on Ebro in the Morning.
HD1 New York. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Yay. Get the Hot 97 app.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
If you want to watch us get into the whitish on Whitish Wednesday.
It's white.
That's right. It is white. And it's International Women's Day. Producer Griff said we should do all Lilith Fair acts.
What's that?
That's a bridge too
far. Do people even remember Lilith Fair?
What's that?
Exactly.
You could.
It was like an all women's music festival.
Yeah. '90s?
Yeah, late '90s.
Based around rock and folk singers and.
It was like.
I kind of feel like Queen Latifah did it one year too.
I think so. I think she did.
The sky, sky, sky. All right. Last week Rosenberg won, so Rosenberg. You want to go first or you want to defer to Cast One and let him go first on Whitish Wednesday, International Women's Day, all about the women?
I will defer to Cast One and have Cast Uno get us started.
Okay.
All right. Cast One, out the gate.
Let's see if this works.
All right, Casto.
Let's see if this works.
Now, I guarantee there's people in the chat trying to start arguments already.
It just has to be a white woman.
I love this song.
I know this song. Yawn and stretch and try to come to life.
Jump in the shower. It has elements of Eye of the Tiger in it almost. You heard that guitar? Start jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Hey, working 9 to 5. Hey, Dolly. Good pick, Cass. For service and devotion, you would think that I would deserve a fair promotion. Want to move ahead, but the boss won't seem to let me. I swear sometimes that man is out to get me. I love this song. Still do. Love Dolly. They let you dream just to watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. Same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5. Yo, my mom used to love this movie, boy.
I don't think I've ever seen the movie.
Yo, my mom, you know, because, you know, my mom's that era, you know, when women were in the workplace, you know, trying to work their way up the ladder, dealing with the glass ceiling, dealing with sexist men and, you know, all that sort of business. And you, bro, you think the workplace is crazy now.
Can you imagine when they first showed up?
Bruh. The 70s and 80s?
Crazy.
Yo, the amount of sexism and just, I mean, sexual harassment. It was.
Y'all want to watch this movie? It's starring Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, and Dolly Parton.
You got it. 9 to 5, bro.
From 1980.
Dolly Parton. Yeah, 1980, bro.
All right,
Cast One. Great pick. Whitish Wednesday, International Women's Day. What you got, Rosenberg?
Cast inspired me.
Ooh, tune.
This had to be big in Jamaica back in the day, by the way. Had to be.
Jolene. Big tune. Turn your volume up, Rosenberg.
Don't forget, we're live on the Hot 97 app, guys.
And I can easily understand how you could easily take my hand, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
Hey, hey.
That's hard.
Jolene, Jolene, that record's hard. I love that record.
It was some one of the times we played it before, one of the Fots created a hip-hop beat around this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like really? To hear that.
Tweeted a long time ago. Yo, yeah, I forget his name.
It's so ill because she's basically like, yo, you're beautiful. You can have anyone you want. He's the only one I'm going to get. Please just leave him alone. Please. It's such a real song, man.
Yo, I listen, I like Jolene better than 9 to 5, but I'm giving my vote to 9 to 5.
Well, no, because Cass bullied you last week. You're worried he'll melt down and ruin the whole show again.
Not at all.
I'm going to go with Cass, too. I'm going with Cass.
The only reason I'm saying that is because it's International Women's Day, and he played a record that was about women in the workplace Women's Day.
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Okay.
Here's my next song.
Today, you're so good to me, I know, but I can't change. Tried to tell you, but you look at me like maybe I'm an angel underneath, innocent and sweet. Yesterday I cried, you must have been relieved to see the softer side. I can understand how you'd be so confused.
Anissa, I don't know this one either.
Oh, you're gonna know it.
A little bit of everything. I'll roll into one. I'm a bitch. I'm a lover. I'm a child. I'm a mother. I'm a sinner. I'm a saint. I do not feel ashamed. I'm
women empowerment, baby.
I'm your dream. I'm nothing in between. You know you wouldn't want it any other way. So take me as I am. May mean you'll have to be a stronger man. Rest assured that when I start to make you nervous and I'm going to extremes, tomorrow I will change and today won't mean a thing. I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm a mother, I'm a sinner, I'm a saint. I do not feel ashamed. I'm your help, I'm your dream.
Who is that now? I don't know who sings it.
Is that what was her name?
Meredith Brooks.
Meredith.
That was a good one.
All right, Rosenberg, how you following up,
I'm going to go a totally different direction with an artist whose name's probably a little easier to come up with.
Hey. Shout to the Swifties wherever you are. You think we got Swifties tuned into the program?
For sure.
All that I have in my mind when this song plays is this movie Sing that Issa used to watch all the time. And in the movie, there's the little pig. She wants to be a star, but she's a house mom, and there's a talent contest. And her husband works all the time, and they got like 29 little piglets. so she never has time. But she sneaks out of the house and she competes. It's a great story, man. That Sing movie is a great movie, man.
Wow. I've never seen Sing.
You gotta watch Sing, man. Sing is good, man.
It's pretty good.
The music's good. All that.
This was a definitive guilty pleasure song for me. Like, when I first heard it, I was like, this song's stupid. Shake It Off. This is corny. And then every time I played, I was like, let me just leave it on for a little bit longer. See if I like it.
Yo, I'm going to tell you what got me over was, what's her name? I think her name is like Rosalia the Pig in Sing. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, props to Rosalia the Pig.
Heart-wrenching story, man. She went for her dreams, man. She went for her dreams.
Shouts to Rosalia the Pig, you know?
The piggy.
Yeah, who they voting for? Let's see. Cast one got hammers. I'm not seeing any votes in here today. It's a lot of cast. They want that Meredith Brooks.
That seems interesting. Yeah, but okay, sure. Hey. Meredith Brooks it is, you know, over Taylor Swift. Why not?
I guess we don't have any Swifties.
I guess not.
Yo, Jazz, thank you, man. Jazz said in the chat, it's Rosita, not Rosalia. Rosita.
Oh, Rosita.
Shout out to Rosita. Rosita's, yo, listen, man, I'm going to watch Sing tonight.
I'm just here so I won't get fined. Here's my next song. This
Cast
is
one. This Cast one. One with the Vic.
This is another guilty pleasure, like Rosenberg said. Here we go.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again?
You gotta put your roses up for Rosenberg.
So paper thin, like a house of cards.
It's that joint though.
Do you ever feel already buried deep? 6 feet under screens, but no one seems to hear a thing. Do you know that there's still a chance for you? Cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just
I'm all about empowerment today.
Absolute guilty pleasure, 1,000%.
I'll never forget, man. I'll never forget. They had poor Katy Perry all lined up at the Jacob Javits Center to sing this song when Hillary Clinton was supposed to win the election.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Remember that? And then Hillary Clinton lost. Oh, no. And everybody was just standing out there. Hillary Clinton didn't even come out.
Oh, no.
It was a disaster.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump had no one but, like, Kid Rock sitting with him.
It was a disaster.
Your heart will glow, and when it's time you know, you just gotta ignite.
Yo, this is in that movie Sing, too, by the way.
All Sing music.
Yo, I'm telling you, that movie. Yo. I'm going to tell you what I hate about this song is every 4th of July, people want to play this damn thing.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you have to now.
Oh, my God, bro. It's too obvious. They gave me some. No. It's too obvious.
It's Ebro, it's like Shawnee's producing the fireworks. You know, he has to have a theme song for it. So he looks at the system. He looks at the system, and they just find fireworks. By the way, I just looked it up because I was curious. That song's so dope. It's produced by, it was co-written by Esther Dean.
Shout to Esther Dean. And it was
produced by Stargate. That's Stargate. Well produced. All right, this one's not a guilty pleasure. I'm proud of this pleasure, actually.
Okay.
This one right here.
It doesn't matter if you love
We're doing all white ladies. International Women's Day. Whitish Wednesday edition.
I mean, can we get some love to the LGBTQ community as well for International Women's? You know what I mean? Sean, is that all the juice I got?
I'm trying to adjust you.
My mama told me when I was young.
superstars. Pull my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of purple dry. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. There's an
Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David O.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
What happened? Oh. I was an abrupt stop. I was rolling. That was the good part of the song.
I'm sorry.
What happened?
What's wrong with you, Rosenberg?
Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen.
They in the car voguing right now.
And love your friends. Subway can rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure.
Whitey's Wednesday, some Gaga. That's a tough one. Seeing a lot of roses, I'm seeing hammers. Well, it's a battle. On that Hot 97 app in the chat for Whitish Wednesday.
Oh man, that was a and she borrowed from the Madonna record "Express Yourself," or I mean, I don't know how you'd even describe that, Ebro. It's not a cover, but like "Express Yourself" interpolation is built into it. It's kind of an interpolation. It's built into the song.
It's fire.
Yo, this might be a tie, bro. They're I see the hammers. I see a lot of roses. I'm seeing hammers. I thought this was going to be a straight skunk. I thought Cass Fireworks would walk away with this.
Well, I mean, come on. It's Gaga. Nah.
I mean, it is Gaga. Gaga,
so
right?
Who are you guys voting with? Usually you guys weigh in with these close situations.
I'm going to go Gaga.
You going Gaga?
Mm-hmm.
I'm more of a I like Firework. I like Fireworks. It's my joint.
Wow.
I think it's a better song. I like what Gaga's represents, but I like Fireworks a better song to me.
So Sean, we'll go with a
tie. In the chat, it's going tie. Heavy tie.
I don't know. Both of those heavy sound tie. Like Super Bowl music, like New Year's Eve confetti.
It definitely is ball drop music.
Right.
It's all ball drop party, you know, dance music, EDM, right. EDM'd out.
You don't have to be on beat. You could just jump and like.
Just jump around. Just
you
jump.
You know what I mean?
And it's just I feel like I'm getting more balloons. People putting roses, but since Cass people put 8 rows of hammers, it's very hard to tell.
I'm not gonna say anything. I'm just here so I don't get fined. Next song.
Oh my
Yo,
god!
Yo, what is that from again? That was a.
That's a.
I'm not here to sway anybody in any way. I'm just letting the music talk. Here we go.
Is that Marshawn?
Oh. That is Marshawn.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Yeah. Right from the start, you were a thief. You stole my heart, and I, your willing victim. I let you see the parts of me that weren't all that pretty, and with every touch you fix them. Now you've been talking in your sleep. Oh, oh, things you never say to me. Oh, oh, tell me that you've had enough of our love, our love.
When I'm broken, just bend, and we can learn to love again.
Is it over?
Yeah, I just stopped it.
What?
Yeah, that's all you need. That's all you need.
Okay.
I don't even know who that is.
It's Pink.
It's a huge.
Oh, it's a Pink smash?
Huge.
It's that's Pink. A Pink song. Yes, got huge it. Record.
Pink smash.
I didn't even know that. But Griff chimed in and said even his mom knows the song.
That's a smitten ass.
I didn't know that it's one. It's a big record. I didn't know that. I missed that. What you got on the follow-up, Rosenberg?
Where you going to go, Rosenberg? Oh.
Again? Okay.
I thought you were only here so you don't get fined. You can't even help yourself.
No, it's again.
I thought you weren't trying to sway anyone.
I love this song. Turn that up.
It's like rain.
Shawnee's asking. He's like, is it like rain?
I know this song.
It's like rain.
You know this. Many times have you heard it?
Yo, because of this song, nobody really knows the definition of irony anymore.
Yeah, because this isn't really right.
This song should be, isn't it a coincidence? Good follow, Rosenberg. Good follow.
I love it.
See, now, I don't know. I didn't know the Pink song, but the fact that Mama Griff, Griff's mom, knows the Pink song speaks volumes for it. But let's see. You got Hammers and Roses. What are you seeing, Laura Stiles? I'm seeing Hammers. I'm seeing some Roses. Nancy with the Roses. Some Hammers. The Don Easy with the Hammers. Lot for the
Chats
Pink
is a
record,
lot of
right?
cast. Yeah. Well,
that's always the cast. Case, right? That's,
but I vote for Alanis.
You're voting for Alanis?
I do.
I vote for Alanis too. Plus that makes it 2-1. That means Rosenberg could tie right here. That keeps it interesting.
I vote for Alanis too for the 8th time. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Oh my god.
2-1-1. 2-1-1.
Ooh. Are you playing this again?
Yep. If that's what we could do, that's what I'm gonna do. Because every other song, no, I
this is my joint right here, bro. This is my joint. You dedicated, you took the time. Wasn't long till I called you mine. Yeah, yeah. Since you've been gone. Man, listen, bro. This record's fire. And all you'd ever hear me say is how I picture me with you. That's all you'd ever hear me. Whitish Wednesday, ladies. I still really like this song a lot, man. Yeah. That record, boy. Man.
Great song.
Yo, shout to Jim out there in Hawaii checking us out. You up early. Up early in the morning. You know what I mean? The hammers are rolling in, but what do the roses have to say about Rosenberg's pick?
Zing.
Oh, boy. That's a tough one.
What do you got close?
I honestly don't know that I don't know that I have one. I don't know that I have one. And I know that we've played this once. I know that we've played this once before. So Cass is going to probably not respect it. But I'm just going for something. Just going for something I like. You know what I mean?
What's the score?
It's 2-1.
2-1.
2-1.
With a tie.
Cass, yeah, with a tie.
2-1-1.
Okay.
Yo, what's up with your volume, son?
Let's go. Yo, I don't know what just happened. Oh, oh man.
Boo.
That was horrible.
Yo, this is two weeks in a row. This segment is trash, B.
I got you,
bro. I'm about to cancel this whole damn segment. You, y'all pissing me off.
Thanks, guys.
Cass One got to get your back, man. Have we played this before? Why this Wednesday?
I think once.
Yo, Pharrell bodied this.
I heard that you were talking shit and you didn't think that I would hear it. People hear you talking like that, getting everybody.
What year was this? 2008?
So I'm ready to attack, gonna lead the.
No, earlier. I was still DJing out. Like, 04. 05.
I thought he was on that run. It's like, is this around like milkshake time?
Yeah.
On that run.
It's 04. This would be in the middle of it.
That ain't beating that Kelly Clarkson, though. I don't care.
I like this one.
Yeah, Shawnee, you like the Holla Back Girl.
Yeah. I like No Doubt. There's No Doubt, right?
It's Gwen Stefani,
that's
yeah.
Gwen.
Solo.
Yeah. With
solo
Pharrell. That was when she was hanging out with Eve. You know what I'm saying? She was hanging out with Eve. She was hanging out with Pharrell. I don't even know if this counts as whitish. Keep it 100.
She
might be a violation. Might throw a flag on this one.
I mean,
she had
Gwen
a joint with Slim Thug. She had
a joint with Slim Thug. She was outside.
She was outside.
Now she's married to a country artist, right?
Yeah. I don't have ever heard the instrumental of that.
There you go.
Everybody on the chat is going for Cass.
Yeah, listen, the fix was in today. It's okay. Sympathy day.
I mean, and you know I vote for Gwen.
No, he played Fire.
I played
today.
Number you Fire did. That we've you never did. Played before, except for one song.
Yo, Cash, you've been waiting till the end to start talking.
And it was women's empowerment. That I was playing women empowerment tunes. You know what I'm saying?
It was a good day. It was a good day. It was a good day. Bad day for me.
Yeah.
Shawnee Culture, that's bring us back to the culture, man.
So listen,
culture classics.
I had two gentlemen and a young lady to bring to the movement, but being that it's International Women's Month, I had to opt out of two of my dudes.
It's Women's History Month. It's International Women's Day today.
So both? That's a lot. Okay. All right.
I have one to anchor the team, and I added two more. This being one of them.
Woo.
She was recently in
Original.
The getting on one of our other icons for being flat.
But they cool, though. They cool. Mary J. and Shaka's cool.
Big up the Uman them.
Don't you hear me talking, baby?
That know they got that sweet thing.
I'm saying? Go crazy. Oh, sweet thing. Oh, you know you're everything. Oh, sweet thing.
Ooh. Sunday afternoon vibes. Trying to warm you up on a cold day. Then we also, I don't know if y'all remember this one. One of her classics.
Of course.
Big up the Queens.
I heard this in a minute.
Word.
I know.
You know, everybody goes for the UNITY.
Right.
She has some joints. This was the thing when it was popular. Like just another day.
Newark, New Jersey, what up? Atifah.
Gotta let one verse rock.
Well, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. Can't go wrong. I feel strong and the flavor's good. I'm with whatever comes my way. Hip hop parade. Latifah's on vacation. I'm just plain old day in the day. I strap up, step out in every direction. Glock tech, Jimmy hats in case I need protection.
Oh.
So I land, cruise, pump sounds, play out wannabes. A kid in the M3's getting jacked right in front of her. So I play the tech close, my fingers on the trigger. Don't wanna get wet, so they steps, cause mine's are slightly bigger. But better yet, I'm a threat, so you better walk. Or get sketched out in chalk, cause I don't wanna talk. I stay true blue, I'm hoping it's you too. I got the fever for the flavor of a hoo-hoo. So it's back to the block time to play. It's just another day around the way. Hey,
hey. Just another day in the hood. Just another day around the way.
That today. Queen Latifah, boy.
So smooth, right?
This song is like both depressing and happy at the same time.
Yeah, I was just about to say. It does not sound like
it's
a good
don't
day.
Sound bright.
It doesn't sound like somebody a good got day, jacked. Man. She had to carry a text, threatening people.
Two types of protection.
Feeling good. You know what I mean? It's all type of stress.
Man. Put me in my feels.
That was a good joint.
All
though.
Type of stress. We're staying in Jersey with it, huh? Heavy Jersey.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Gotta throw some Lauren in.
Turn that up, bro.
Facts.
All be so simple, but you'd rather make it hard. Loving you is like a battle.
Pick up the Queens.
Got to flip on that Wu-Tang drums.
Yeah.
Timeless.
It could all be so simple, right?
See, no one loves you more than me, and no one ever will. Is this just a silly game that for it ain't working? It ain't working.
A fly love song.
You know you can't cut this off, right?
There's no out. You gotta get that
care for no
me.
Really
no out. That care for me, care for me.
Let it go. Let it go.
Every time she tried to go, he hurt her, himself to make her stay. It's crazy. She keep letting him back in, though.
I keep letting you back in. How can I
1998.
Explain myself.
Painful as it's been, but what?
I just can't be.
Still toxic.
Yo, yeah, ad
libs. Why are you translating the song like you're
need
rapping
to narrate a song we've been listening to for 20 years, bro?
It's crazy.
Acting like you just heard it for the first time.
No, Ebro, it's like it's a foreign language. He's breaking it down for us.
It's so crazy.
More than you, though.
And no one ever will.
Not anybody. It's an ineffective relationship.
It ain't working.
It's not working.
It's not working.
Well, on the way, flashing lights. Laura Stiles, what you cooking up?
Coming up in the flashing lights report.
Wait.
Sorry, big boy.
Sorry.
It's See, but I'm trying to get to the timing of using this song as guru talk. Oh, so we needed the tease now.
And then
we were too late, though. We were too late.
No, we wasn't. Yeah, I wanted this to be the out. But instead of y'all letting me do my job, everybody on Wednesday gets out of their position, which makes me get cranky.
Here he goes again. I didn't do it. Cast again.
I'm just saying. So we would have still been
talking over. Let Laura get her clean tease so Griff can get the audio clip he needs so we can move on with the program. No, that's really the only reason I do these damn teases. Otherwise, I got to hear him bitch and moan about other radio stations in wherever USA. So go ahead, Laura Styles, do your tease.
All right. Coming up in the Flashing Lights Report, I'll let you know who's trying to buy BET. This could be a good situation. So I'll give you the story coming up in the Flashing Lights Report.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Now, let's get to the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. That's right.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com,
where you email us for clarity.
Indeed.
So we walk and talk with you. Shani Coulter, do what you do.
That's right. Let us cleanse the energy. Zen.
Rosenberg, lead us some breathing exercises and tell us who needs our help. Let's go.
The guru Laura at Gmail.
No.
Oh, no. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com.
That's right.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com.
Say it again.
The guru. At ebrointhemorning.com.
That's where you That's find right. us.
As we sip water and explain things from the most complex to even English words in a song that you know. We explain it all. Like Clarissa, we explain it all. Dear gurus, loyal podcast listener,
all right.
31 years old. I've been dating my girlfriend of the same age for 3 years. When I met her, she was stunning. Really fit.
She was.
And she immediately blew me away.
Ooh. Hmm.
In what way? But over the last year or so, she's put on a considerable amount of weight.
My Lord. The fact that he wrote considerable.
No, that's how you know things are serious.
Yo, that's not a few pounds, bro.
Like 30 pounds.
What?
And without sounding like a D-bag, it's making me feel unattracted to her. I'm fit, like in the gym, like to eat good.
Sound like a D-bag.
We eat good meals at home, but when she works long hours, it's always fast food and takeaway. I've approached the subject a few times, but it's an awkward one to bring up, and each time she's brushed it off. How can I approach this and tell her that she needs to be healthier, not just for our relationship, but for herself too? Any advice on approaching this touchy subject would be appreciated.
So well, he said he's brought it up to her.
Well, I think there's a way to bring up being healthy,
right,
and not necessarily losing weight. And losing weight will come with being healthier. And we've talked about it on this show a lot. Like, I would say 60 to 70% of losing weight is the food, your food choices.
100%.
It's all in the kitchen, baby.
It's all in the kitchen. Meal prep. And so if she's working late and making bad decisions because she's worked all day, that's what everybody does that. Literally everyone, if they don't plan their food, you get hungry and you panic eat and you just choose whatever's easiest because you're hungry right now, which is fast food and, you know, junk food, bad food. But so why don't y'all try to do like, and this may be something y'all could do as a couple, meal prep. You know what I'm saying? Pick a day, yeah. Sunday afternoon, get together, cook some food that you guys are going to prepare for the whole week that she could take to work with her and things like that to just be healthier and not focus on the weight loss part.
Yeah, by the way,
pack some snacks, you know what I mean? Some healthy snacks that she can take, some fruits, nuts, you know, just simple things so she always has something. And I feel like a gesture like that, along with like, hey, I want us to, you know, get a little healthy. I think that's also it's sweet, you know, to be like, hey, I want to help you. So be mindful of like every evening. I know it's, you know, it's an extra step you got to take, but helping her pack something good together and both come up with stuff that they like.
These people in our chat are just awful. Don Muff.
I turned it off so that it wouldn't sway.
He said, Don Muff Cabbage said, a, quote, considerable amount of weight. You should, quote, consider leaving her. Come on, man.
Yeah, Don, that's me.
Mr. E. King says, that's her fault. Burn it down.
Chill.
DJ Wavy says, hurry up before Ebro yell at y'all.
I mean, yeah.
That's what the team.
All right, well, listen, I think you guys were giving sort of the advice on how to be healthy. We kind of skipped the part of how to have the conversation.
And that's where it's at. Because he's trying to figure out how to tell her. And he's told her, but maybe he's not telling her correctly.
Like, you can't just show up and be like, hey, I was thinking maybe we should do meal prep on Sunday. You could try.
I was saying more along the lines of, hey, we need to be healthier as a household. Let's do, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to be healthy. If she's like, look, I don't care about being healthy. I don't care what I look like, and I don't care if I get diabetes one day. Well, yeah, you're going to have to burn it down and be like, yo, I don't want to be a part of this. But if she just, you know what I'm saying? Like, but if you're like, yo, let's go do some healthy shopping because I want better food in the fridge and I need help with my meal prep, which will help you have prepared meals. Let's just do that part. Because I'm saying don't even talk to her about like, yo, you've gotten overweight and I'm getting turned off. See if she just wants to improve her eating habits, which may lead her in that path, and that way it doesn't have to be as...
See, Shawnee, I'm under the assumption he's tried to gently do it, and it hasn't been effective.
Yeah,
and now he's struggling.
He said he's brought it up. I think it has to be somewhat more of a clear conversation, semi-direct without being insulting, you know? And if this is somebody that you see the long-term picture with, you're going to have candid conversations anyway. And you want to have that trust circle. So maybe... You can say, look, tell me something wrong about me. Not to say it like that, but like, let's have an honest conversation.
Tell me something you don't like about me so I can tell you something I don't like about you.
Yeah, well, guess what?
Babe, I don't like when you don't put your socks away. Well, babe, guess what? You fat.
Oh, my God. I don't know if that's it.
I don't know, babe. I just wish you could clean up the room better. Oh, really? Word? Well, guess what? You fat.
That's crazy.
God, that's not very good. Like, Shawnee. Yes. This is the worst. Now, listen.
not quite like that, but you know what I'm saying? Try to have the honest conversation because you want to be honest. Babe, I want you to look as good as you know, when I met you or something. Or
yeah, what can we do together?
I want to be the best version of myself for you all the time.
Right.
And I want that.
But I want that in return. I want you to be the best version of yourself for me.
Yeah.
And I don't want us to lose sight. There's a way to listen. If Shawnee's right about this, we can't tell you the words because she's your partner and you got to know her. But to Shawnee's point, if this is going to be a real thing forever, you got to be able to have these uncomfortable conversations.
Yeah.
Right.
You can't be avoiding it.
And Ebro's advice is great. I think that cooking together or meal prepping. And maybe go out for some walks. I try something different, but be honest. Shawnee, to your point, just have a nice, honest conversation because if this is your partner, you should be able to communicate.
Right.
And hopefully she feels supported.
And just know when it's time to start having kids, y'all going to be having this conversation again. So buckle up. Yes.
That's all. Yes.
If you're going to stay in it, is you going to be in it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Somebody in the chat said, lose the weight or I'll lose you. Oh, my God.
No ultimatums.
Yo, bring the chat to the guru. Those are the real gurus.
Oh, my God. The Hot 97 app chat
every day. We need it.
So, yes, have the conversation and have a plan. And hopefully you guys can work on this together. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength. No weakness. No weakness.
Let's go flashing lights with Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
My name.
Oh, So Tyler Perry is reportedly in talks with Paramount to acquire the majority stake in BET, which could make him the sole owner of the network.
Let's go.
What? You know, I was watching a video yesterday when I was looking up these stories of Tyler Perry giving a tour of the Tyler Perry Studios in Atlanta. Oh, my goodness. And his story is so dope. He went from being homeless and sleeping in his car to, like, owning one of the biggest movie studios. And now they're saying that this could be his next move.
Wow.
What's standing in the way? Just terms of the deal? Like, what? Why wouldn't it happen?
I mean, maybe it's in the works and we just, you know, it hasn't been finalized yet. Because right now everyone's saying that he's in talks and reports are saying that's what's happening. So that'd be dope. Also, the Rough Riders announced that they'll be hosting a write out in honor of DMX on the anniversary of his passing. So it's going to take place on April 9th. It's going to be in New York. But I saw them post, save the date. Please join the Rough Riders and the family as we celebrate and remember our brother DMX.
Nice.
And it's cool. It looks like DMX, a family fun event.
And it's a ride out, which means they're going to be taking the motorcycles out all through the streets. And what's the date?
April 9th. But they're saying that's the family. Sunday. For a full day of fun, games, and music.
If you have plans on April 9th, just know there's going to be a lot of motorcycles outside. Just know.
It's going to be loud. It's going to be crowded.
And there's going to be traffic. That part.
Rest in peace to the dog, man. This is dope. But that's your Flashing Lights report. The time is 8:52. Today is a high of 47 degrees and alternate site parking is in effect.
Listen, call right now, 800-223-9797. You want to beat the buzzer, dash with some cash. Call right now. Ladies and gentlemen, it's ride or die time. We have Erica on the phone. Erica.
Erica.
Hey.
You want to test your sister today, huh?
My mother.
Oh, your mother. Mother. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, here's an interesting story, ladies and gentlemen. Erica's ex, is it your ex-boyfriend, got arrested for drugs before. Now you want to call your mom and say the same thing happened to you.
Oh, no.
Exactly. She knows I still talk to him, so.
Oh, you still messing with him?
Mm-hmm. So this is a good test.
And I'm assuming she doesn't like him.
She's not judging.
So she accepts
him. Oh, she's judging, all right. Yeah. Don't you ever believe for a second mom's not judging.
So she accepts him, but she would be pretty mad and disappointed. Like, you're really testing her because you're asking her to come help you in a situation in which she's probably really disappointed to hear what you're in trouble for.
Yeah, she's already told me to stay away from that type of
E-brother's
stuff,
the best kind of ride or die. It's the best kind.
See if mom will ride or die. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, if you was my daughter, I'd just let you probably stay in jail over the weekend or something.
Learn your lesson.
She might. I'm 27, so she might just do that.
Yeah, and where's your mom right now? Is she at work?
She's at work.
Okay.
All right, so you want to conference her in, huh? Because she's not going to pick up unknown numbers.
She does not do that, no.
Prediction. What do you think's going to happen, guys?
I'm taking
she's going to help her.
Mom,
I think she
rides.
I personally hope that she just lets her
come. Hello?
Ma.
Yes. Okay. The cop just pulled me over. I had a clip in the car. So now they want to search it. And
you're
crazy. I think Manny left something in the trunk.
Oh, you.
So I need you to come meet me here, like, right now.
Where?
I'm by my job on East Shore Road.
Erica.
Ma, can you come right now? Because I'm going to take my phone.
Of course.
Yeah!
Oh! I knew it.
Ride or die. You rode for your daughter. Sandra.
What's up?
You're on the radio. What's up, Mom?
Every morning. That's my baby girl. You told me to come and get you.
Let's talk about it, though. Her ex-boyfriend is a mess. We need to figure this out.
Oh, listen, I talked to her about that in private, okay?
All right, good. Well, we're on your side.
So now, look, Erica, this is a real thing here. Mom is riding for you, but I bet you if you try this again or you really get in some real trouble, I don't know, Mom.
Oh, no. That won't be happening.
Mom, would you go get her if she got in some real trouble with this boyfriend?
Yes.
Apparently, yes, Ebro.
But I listen to you guys every morning.
Oh, well, we love you for listening so much. Thank you, Sandra. Thank you, Erica.
Have a great day.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Want to test your ride or die? Email us at rideordie@ebrointhemorning.com. That's rideordie@ebrointhemorning.com.
It's time to beat the buzzer. We got Roger on the line. Roger.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know how to beat the buzzer, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right, listen carefully. Don't get too greedy. Get your cash and dash. It is time. Shana, you got all your tools ready?
Drum roll, right? Let's
I don't know if we need drum roll. It is time for Roger to beat the buzzer.
No Roger, no rerun, no rent.
No Roger, no rerun, no rent.
Watch. Let's watch Roger do his thing.
$400. $425. $460. $510. $10. $20. $500.
Roger, say something!
$630.
There you go.
Was it in? Was it in?
Roger, what are you waiting on, bro?
Nah, because it dropped back down to $10. I was like, hold up.
That's the game. That's
it. Yo, man. Guys, what was the $630 was the last number.
Yeah.
Yeah, 630, yeah.
Roger, you're getting $630. Wow. You beat the buzzer by the skin of your teeth.
Wow.
Listen, bro, play around if you want to. You know what? Roger, they might put this up for review, bro.
That's facts. That's facts.
The buzzer didn't stop, did it?
What's up about when the buzzer stops?
Yo, when you're petitioning to the board, you got to be more sure. You got to be like, the buzzer didn't stop. Yeah. I got 630.
Nah,
Griff says
done.
He has to check.
Nah, I heard that.
Oh, Griff is going to the tape?
Man. He has to go to the tape.
Griff's going to the tape, Roger. This is crazy.
Hold on,
Roger.
Go ahead.
Roger, hang on.
Roger might be the first one yelling
all right,
out.
Roger, hang tight. While we're under review. This has never happened before on Ebro in the Morning. This is big. Review time. Griff goes under the hood. He's looking at the tape right now. I don't know why he's looking. It's really audio, but still. The split second before what the buzzer started.
It's good. The Griff said the call is good.
Roger, 630. Roger, 630. Roger, it's $630. Roger.
Oh, man. Congrats, Roger.
Thank you, Laura.
Yo, listen. If you heard this and you plan on calling in to beat the buzzer later on today, do not play around like Roger.
Roger, that's fact.
Hang on, Roger. We got to get you paid. Don't hang up. We've had enough controversy already.
Roger that.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.